Whenever someone asks if there's anything unique about Hugo, one of the first responses coming to mind is this. Hugo is the home of all-around champion cowboy George L. Kidd Fletcher. Fletcher wasn't born at Hugo, but he moved there from Missouri when he was about 9 years old. He was raised at Hugo. He started his rodeo career there, and after his untimely death, he was buried at Hugo's Evergreen Cemetery. When still a young man, he rode for 3 years with a traveling rodeo and Wild West show before embarking on the professional rodeo circuit. In 1937, when he was 23, he won a saddle for winning bareback bronc riding competition in New York, and for the next 17 years, he kept winning. In 1955, he prepared for his family a list of the trophies, buckles, saddles, and championships he had won. The list included prizes from New York and Massachusetts in the East, Iowa and Louisiana in the Midwest, to Texas and California in the West. From world champion bull rider in 1938 to a silver-mounted saddle for all-around champion cowboy at the Blue Valley Ranch Rodeo in Irvine, Kansas, 1947. After the list reached 16 different championships, Fletcher merely noted, plus others, trophies given away. Perhaps his most unusual prize came at the Fort Worth, Texas Fat Stock Show in the latter 1940s, where Fletcher won $25 for the best bowed legs. According to a news account of the contest, Fletcher sported an 8-inch span from boot top to boot top, with judges using a greased pig and a yardstick to make their selection. Said the article, "Kid lost his pig. Won $25. A not-so-pleasant recognition came in Ripley's Believe It or Not feature, wherein Ripley noted that Kid Fletcher was a man who had broken nearly every bone in his body while remaining active on the rodeo circuit. Fletcher retired from the rodeo circuit in 1954 and died in 1957 at the age of 43 in an accident near Enid, Oklahoma. And it was after his death that Kid Fletcher's most lasting prize was awarded. Largely through the efforts of his widow, Frances Fletcher was admitted to the National Rodeo Hall of Fame, a wing of the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. And that's unique.